میر ابراہیم سیالکوٹ کے مرحوم لکھتے ہیں، جب میں نے اس مسئلہ کے لیے یعنی امام صاحب کے خلاف لکھنے کے لیے ناقل کتب متعلقہ الماری سے نکالی اور حضرت امام صاحب رحمتہ اللہ کے متعلق تحقیقات شروع کی، تو مختلف کتب کی ورق گردانی سے میرے دل پر کچھ غبار آ گیا، جس کا اثر بیرونی طور پر یہ ہوا کہ دن دوپہر کے وقت جب سورج پوری طرح روشن تھا، یکایک میرے سامنے کب اندھیرا چھا گیا۔ اس پر میر ابراہیم سیالکوٹی بس غیر مخالف، غیر مخالف پرسن ڈز ناٹ فالو اینی ون آف دا فور مذہب آف دا اہل سنہ والجماع، ان آل دے بٹ ٹو بی فور دا بوٹس دے ابینڈن اے سپیریئر تقلید فور این انفیریئر تقلید، ابینڈن دا سپیریئر اینڈ دے ٹیک ٹو سم تھنگ انفیریئر۔ دا تقلید آف دا امام آف دا فور مذہب، دیٹ از دا تقلید آف دا صحابہ، بیکاز دا اساتذہ دا استاذ آف دا فقہا آف دا ائمہ مجتہدین وہ دا صحابہ، اینڈ سو وٹ ایور دا مذہب اٹ از وٹ دے ہیو اکوائرڈ فرام دا صحابہ، ویئر از دا غیر مخالف دے ابینڈن دیٹ فالوئنگ the taqleed. And then what they say? They say no, we follow the Quran and the Sunnah, as if this great Imam Mujtahideen who acquired the deen from the Sahaba, they did not follow the Quran and the Sunnah. And in claiming that they follow the Quran and the Sunnah, they are committing self-deception, they dupe themselves, because they are ignorant. They don't follow nothing of the Quran and Sunnah. What they follow? They follow a person, an alim who came 600 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's Ibn Taymiyyah. And not only that, they don't know if he is their imam, but they don't even understand what he says. They follow a person called Shaykh Albani, who just died recently. They follow whatever he says. So they renounce the taqleed of the Sahaba, the taqleed of the Imam Mujtahideen, for the taqleed of a person who came many centuries after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the become ghair muqallid, and those who follow Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, they are called the Salafis. They themselves have broken up into a number of sects. And also this person, he says, when I intended to write now, compile a book in refutation of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, to refute Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and to prove that what he said is wrong, in conflict with the Quran and the Sunnah, then I consulted a number of kitabs, making my research. You see, the effect of that was that darkness settled on my heart. You see, heaviness and the darkness settled on my heart. And the effect of that was that during the day, midday, when it was bright outside, it became extremely dark for me. I couldn't see completely. Everything became dark for me. Goya Zulmatun Badwa Fokabad. He says, Allah Ta'ala, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, the darkness piled upon darkness. I couldn't see anything. Man Khuda Ta'ala ne mere dil mein dalam ke ye Hazrat Imam Sahib rahmatullahi se badzani ka natija hai, isse istighfar karo. He said, it came in Allah Ta'ala cast into my heart. It, what I am, this consequence, it is the effect of the evil thoughts which I had of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi, and that I should make istighfar. Now sometimes what happens, a person, he goes astray, he deviates, but yes, ikhlas, somebody got, genuinely got misled, but he's got ikhlas. As long as he has ikhlas, sincerity, then Allah Ta'ala bring him back onto the palm, guide him. So he said, yeah, it came to my mind, and this is the result of entertaining evil thoughts of Imam Hanif from Dalim, and I should make istighfar. Many kalimat istighfar dohrane shuru kiye, wo andhera foran kafur ho gaye. He said that I immediately began reciting istighfar in abundance, repenting for my sin, for this evil thought. And then he said the taqif now disappeared, came now light again. Aur inke bajaye aisa noor chamka ke usne dopahar ki roshni ko maat kar diya. It became so bright now, glittering for me, as if this noor now it overshadowed even the rays of the sun also. Is waqt mere hazrat imam sahib se usne aqeedat aur bhar gaye. That time I came greater confidence in Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. As this disease of adam taqlid, of abandoning taqlid, it is right, it is rampant now in our time, all over the show. So you'll find these Salafis with the slogan, they got a slogan, Quran and Sunnah, just like the Shias, they also got a slogan, Sunni, Shia are one. Yet the beliefs are so wide apart. The beliefs of Kufr, they've got the Shias, and they are endeavoring, attempting to convince ignorant Muslims that their religion is also just like one of the mazhabs, one of the mazhabs, Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, etc. It's not like that. The beliefs of the Shias are total kufr. The very first fundamental kufr of this is that they don't believe in the Quran. They don't believe in the, they say that Quran is a fabricated by the Sahaba. And all the Sahaba, besides four or five, all of them now became murtad after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died. There are many other kufr beliefs. So they got their slogan there. They Sunnis and then Shias must have unity. How can we have unity with such kufar who accused Aisha radiallahu ta'ala for having committed zina, na'udzubillah. And so the Salafis have got this slogan, Quran and Sunnah. They don't understand nothing of the Quran and Sunnah. And they, just as I said, they follow someone who came 600 years after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they abandoned the taqlid, the following of those who acquired the deen directly from the Sahaba, the age of the Imam Mustahidin was in the first century. And then, so those Fuqaha, the Imam Mustahidin, were the Tabi'in, all the Ustad were the Sahaba. And these Imam Mustahidin, they were now the Ustad now of Imam Abu Hanifa, and other Imam also. Imam Abu Hanifa was the most senior amongst the four Imam. The day Imam Abu Hanifa died, the day Imam Shafi was born. So one should not be misled by the slogan of Quran and Hadith. They are implying thereby that now this great Imam, whom the entire Ummah has followed for almost 14 centuries, they did not follow the Quran and Hadith, and they did not know the Quran and Hadith, and the Quran and Hadith was lost. It was lost, and only a person 600 years after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, and he now brought the deen out. But for the first 600 years, it was lost. For that reason, they say, we have to follow now this new Imam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.